is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump now holds the distinction of being the first U.S. president impeached twice in the history of the country. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached Trump on Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he rallied thousands of his supporters who then marched to the Capitol to try to overturn his re-election loss, prompting a mob demonstration that ended with five people dead. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president with just a week remaining in his four-year term. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case and now could face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. Trump released a video late Wednesday in which he made no mention of the impeachment but condemned the assault on the U.S. Capitol and pleaded for calm. The mayor of Washington, D.C. said that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. And the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is now taking a zero-tolerance policy after supporters of President Donald Trump were disruptive on some recent flights. FAA Chief Steve Dixon said under the new order he signed, the agency will no longer adjudicate certain of these unruly passenger cases with counseling or warnings. We're going straight to enforcement, he said. Dixon told Reuters the FAA's special emphasis program could last through March 30th and warned that disruptive passengers could face up to $35,000 in fines and possible jail time. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Members of the World Health Organization expert team tasked with investigating the origins of the pandemic arrived in Wuhan, China Thursday, where first human coronavirus cases were found. They're expected to stay until early or mid-February. China has rejected calls for an independent investigation while strictly controlling all research into the origins of the coronavirus and promoting fringe theories that the virus may have actually been brought to China from outside. Hong Kong media report police on Thursday arrested a lawyer and 10 other people on suspicion of helping 12 pro-democracy activists try to flee the city. Fresh wave of arrests came a week after 55 activists were apprehended in the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed a new national security law last June. The clampdown has intensified concerns that Beijing is asserting more control over the city and breaking its promise that Hong Kong will maintain separate civil rights and political systems for 50 years from the handover from Britain in 1997. The World Health Organization's emergencies chief is warning that the second year of the coronavirus pandemic may be tougher than the first, at least in the first few months, and especially in the Northern Hemisphere. Mike Ryan said it's important to learn from what has worked and not worked in every country to fight the virus in all aspects, science, public communication, governance, and to find the best combinations of all of that learning. Ryan said that except for Southeast Asia, all regions of the world have shown increases in infections over the past week, with the Americans leading the way, accounting for half of all cases globally and 45% of all deaths. Europe still accounts for one-third of new cases, but showed a 10% drop from the previous week. The U.S. state of California announced that all residents over the age of 65 would be eligible for the coronavirus vaccine. The move prioritizes the elderly over emergency workers and teachers. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, governors in Ohio and Arizona urged teachers to be vaccinated to facilitate the reopening of schools. Stepped up efforts to get people vaccinated comes as the U.S. sets another single-day record in COVID-19 deaths on Tuesday with 4,327, increasing the nation's overall death toll to a world-leading 384,000 people as of late Wednesday. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.